The decision, though, has been made by Nashua Weller that he is now going to base himself in Sydney for the comeback of his riding career, which can be Thursday week, July 25. And this morning, he's at the Newcastle Barrier Trials. Morning, Nash.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. You've been sort of tossing up the suggestions of basing yourself either in Victoria or New South Wales. You've made a choice now?
Yeah, look, I mean, sort of for the last 12 months, getting back from Hong Kong, I did plan to base myself in Melbourne, and we've sort of had the luxury of living down there the last 8 months and with the family, and it's been terrific. And, you know, obviously, young bloke Campbell's kicking off down there pretty soon, but I come up here and started riding work, as you knew, and I just think it's you know, the response I've had since I've been here has just been unbelievable, and you know, just the owners that I've ridden for over the years, that, you know, they've sort of got back in contact with me, and you know, it's just been tremendous. So I've had a good discussion with the family, and they're happy for me to kick off up here. So really looking forward to it.
I know you can start riding again from July 25. Is the aim to get up and going virtually from that date?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's a meeting at Kembla on the 25th, which I'll go to. Hopefully, we can pick up a few rides there, and you know, and then just look sort of forward to gradually hitting some form. You know, I don't want to put too much pressure on myself early days, but really looking forward to the future.
Nash, you're obviously, you know, that first morning you said the body was a bit creaky and things like that. You've obviously been riding work and plenty of it in trials this morning at Newcastle. How has the body reacted?
Oh, really well, Andrew. The first week was really, really, really tough. Just a lot of muscle soreness and things like that. Sort of pretty tied up in the horse terms. But, yeah, since then I've just sort of kept working hard and sort of riding as much track work as I possibly can and trials, and yeah, I've come a long way. I'm feeling really good now. It's, I had, I think, 20 rides at Randwick on Friday and pulled up like I'd just finished the morning's track work.
Understand, that's good. And is with that the weight going to be under control, or is under control?
Yeah, it is. It's best it's probably ever been in my life, I reckon. I'm walking around sort of just under 57, and I'll probably keep my weight sort of close to that, you know, the first week and just sort of get back into a rhythm, but a new routine. But it's, you know, I'm really well positioned with it and feel good.
We're talking with Nashua Weller, who's made the decision to base himself around Sydney. You mentioned just owners from the past and the like, but I guess you'll link up with an array of trainers. You've been getting out and riding plenty of work for different teams.
Yeah, I've just tried to really spread myself out as much as I can, and like I said, the response has been terrific. Everyone's sort of happy to help me try and get fit, which is good. You know, they've thrown me a couple of work and things like that, and you know, I've been on a few nice horses since I've been here, and it's, really looking forward to getting back now and getting into it.
And Nash, you obviously would have seen just how strong the Sydney market is for jockeys. A couple of them are away at the moment, but when they all come back, it's really a very competitive market. You'll have to jump into it and get some early rides, get some early winners just to make you put your name out there again.
Yeah, well, that's true, Andrew. I mean, it's look, wherever I was going to go, it was never going to be easy. But, you know, I thrive on a challenge, and this is probably as big a one I've ever had. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to it, as I said. And, yeah, there's a great bunch of riders here at the moment. And I'll keep them honest, I think.
Yeah, no, I reckon you will, for sure. Hey, just before I let you go, Zach Purton, his performances, Nash, that we've just wrapped up another season in Hong Kong. You were there for, you know, a few years. It's a remarkable feat by Nash, by Zach, I should say, Nash.
Yeah, definitely, Andrew. It is. It's a lot of hard work and dedication and, you know, work behind the scenes and things like that. And, you know, it's probably a thing that's taken him quite some time to build up the rapport he has now in Hong Kong. But, you know, I take my head off, you know, what he's been able to achieve and the way he's been riding is, you know, unbelievable.
Yeah, it is for sure. Well, mate, I reckon there'll be many listeners that will be rapt that they'll be seeing a lot more of Nashville Willow after July 25. It's only just over a week away now, so time's on the rise for you, mate. But there'll be plenty of people listening to us this morning that will be rapt that will be seeing Nashville Willow. Many would say back in Sydney and really in a positive frame. I can hear it in your voice, Nash.
Thanks very much. Yeah, I am, Andrew. 100%. Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks, mate. Have a good week.
Yep, you too.